All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Tuesday, April the 5th, and there's a lot to talk about because yesterday stocks closed higher. So what's in store for today? The Nasdaq is out of correction territory. We'll talk about this. Crude oil above 100 again. Elon Musk sends Twitter 28% higher. We'll talk about this. And also, what is Tesla doing these days? So also want to talk about, what to trade and what not to trade. But before we dive in and show you what's happening here, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, let's see what happened yesterday. I need to allow that. I had to clear my cache this morning, so this is why there's still some stuff to do. But looking at the S&P, another day where markets moved higher.
Good day yesterday. S&P up 0.8%, finishing near session high. So a little bit of a pullback last week, but starting the week off strong. And looking at that 5-minute chart, you saw just a nice steady move throughout the day.
Yeah, up in a way, nothing could hold down the S&P yesterday. Same for Nasdaq. I mean, Nasdaq yesterday had a really good day.
Yeah, up 1.9%, finishing at session highs, very similar to the S&P, but outperforming out of the major indices. Dow just, a positive day for the Dow, but hanging in there, only up 0.3%.
Yeah, and let's talk about it, because what is typically moving the market? So we have earnings that could move the markets. Well, right now we are at the end of earnings season. We have a few companies trickling in, but nothing major. So the next earnings season will kick off in the next 2 or 3 weeks, approximately. Then what else? We have the Russia-Ukraine war. So also not any major news. Peace talks are being held, so maybe there's some breakthrough there. What else do we have? The Fed, right? I mean, what about inflation? And if you look at the economic calendar this week, there's no real economic reports that are moving the markets here. So if I'm switching over to the economic calendar, we see not a whole lot going on here this week. And this is when the markets do what they do best, drifting higher.
Yeah, just a nice drift. We do have some Fed members speaking today. So you never know if they're going to spark some interest. But right now, good start to the week.
Yeah. So we also mentioned about the correction territory and the Nasdaq. And there's two ways to look at it. And we just briefly talked about it, Mark. So how do most people look at it? And then we can talk about what we like to do.
Sure. So one idea that, so in some of these terms, like a 10% correction is a pullback 10% off of recent highs, and a 20% move lower off of recent highs is now considered bear market territory. And some of these ideas were a little more loose 20 years ago when we first started trading. Ideas that have now kind of become accepted, right? So now the 10% versus 20%, that's pretty well known. But as far as coming out of a correction goes, a lot of people are using the recent low and the rally off of those lows and a 10% move off of those lows to pinpoint coming out of a correction. And I think it's a fair idea, but as a trader, I'm normally looking at peaks and troughs, right? Because as a trader, if I'm seeing my money grow and investments grow, and then it pulls back 10%, I'm looking for it to get back up to that peak, to be making new highs, right? And so I would use that as a trader, wanting to get back into that 10% range. And so if you look at it that way, the Nasdaq is close to coming out of a correction. But I would say that many, media outlets and a more common approach these days is to pull it off of the lows and go 10% from there.
Long story short, when the Nasdaq crossed below this level earlier, this is when everybody said it's in correction territory. So for me, Now it's coming out of this. But okay, let's also take a look at the moving averages. We talked about those, right? I mean, bringing up the 50-day moving average here as well as the 200-day moving average. We see that we are now trading well above the 50-day moving average, and that right now the 200-day moving average holds at us a little bit of resistance. So we'll see if the Nasdaq can break through it. For the S&P, already trading nicely above the 200-day moving average, which is the red line here, and now almost using it as support here. So, I mean, all of these are good news for the markets. And with nothing major happening today, I believe we'll just have another day of drifting and maybe even drifting higher. We'll take a look at the pre-market action right now and also what to trade and what not to trade. But we have to talk about Twitter. Because Twitter yesterday up 27%, today in pre-market trading up another 7.5%. Like, holy cannoli.
Yeah, huge moves here. And again, if you missed it yesterday, this comes on news that Elon Musk has purchased a 9.2% stake in the company, which is huge. Larger than the founder of Twitter. It was the biggest pop in Twitter's history since its IPO, with investors speculating that Musk's move could lead to a potential buyout.
That's the rumors. That's the news. I mean, right now, everybody's excited about this. And of course, Musk is already on Twitter, trolling basically Twitter. So it's super interesting. Yeah, he just posted a tweet that says, "Would you like to have an edit button?" And then he said, "Yes or on," instead of no. Just to prove his point. Anyhow, talking about Elon Musk and Tesla. So we also should say this this Twitter stake is coming out of his personal fortune and not out of any companies that are related with Tesla. But Tesla also, yesterday, really good day, up 5.5%.
Yeah, nice move there. They delivered just over 310,000 vehicles during the first quarter, a record for the EV maker, below Wall Street estimates. But some were saying, you know, all things considered, with everything going on, you know, supply chain issues and just the markets in general, that was still a win. So in last year's first quarter, they delivered 185,000.
Yeah, so they almost doubled the output. So they seem to have it down there. Okay, so let's talk about what to trade or not to trade. Because I had an interesting discussion yesterday with members of our private community, the Mighty Networks community, where somebody said, okay, I have traded LL, Lumber Liquidator. And we were talking about wheel trades here. And when we are looking at wheel trades, I mean, the wheel strategy is basically we're selling puts, collecting premium, then we might get assigned or we might not get assigned. And then if we get assigned, we are selling calls. And if you would like to learn more about this, I'll link to a video in the description. So this is where I said, a few weeks ago, I got into Lumber Liquidator. So looking at this chart, Mark, what do you think about this? Is that a smart move to wanting to own Lumber Liquidator?
I am not a fan, just purely based on that chart. It's in a clear downtrend, and it's been a pretty substantial downtrend, right? You know, Marcus, we have traded Lumber Liquidators, and this is something that comes up sometimes where someone will put together a watch list based on our wheel trades over the last, you know, 2 years. But just like there's that saying, mind like water, right? Trade like water, go with the flow. And if, you know, early on, there were some nice opportunities to maybe trade the wheel a couple of times. But if that move changes, if the sentiment in the market changes, I'm not trying to catch a falling knife and trade something that's in a clear downtrend.
Yeah. And while I was having this this discussion, one of our mastermind members brought up CSTM as an example. What do you think about this one for the wheel strategy?
This is clearly a different type of mover. It's trading in a nice range, has some nice support levels for the last months. I mean, going back to mid, even early 2021. And so this type of stock, I think, is perfect for the wheel and a great contrast to LL and what not to trade, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the trades that we have going on, so one of them is, for example, AMD. And that's also where we look more for being in an established range. Now here, the range is definitely a little bit larger here than it was with CSTM. But we were able to sell the 98 put expiring on Friday. And it seems that we can close this today for 90% of the profits. And we'll talk about the 90% rule a little bit more. I think we did last week, but we can pick this up. Another one that you traded, for example, was BAC, Bank of America, also here in a very nice sideways move. And I traded DB, Deutsche Bank, where I see, okay, we had the sideways move. We had a quick swing here. It's almost like on a seismograph. What do you guys have there in California, these earthquakes? But right now, right back here in the range. So these are the stocks that we are looking at. And just avoid trading stocks like, what was another one? Pins, for example, right? I mean, Pinterest. This is just right now in a downtrend. For example, PayPal. See, for the wheel strategy, you don't need the stock to go up. You can actually have the stock going down. You just don't want it to go down dramatically. And when it is moving down, it could be here in free fall. So stick with stocks that are moving sideways, right, Mark?
Yeah. I'm not trying to buy dips there.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what is happening here in pre-market trading so that we can get ready here for our trading day. First of all, crude oil making a move again, now above 100. So we'll see. I mean, we are really with crude oil. We're seeing here a triangle formation, or some like to call it a wedge formation, right? And at some point we will break out to this, to the upside or the downside. Well, what's your guess? Upside or downside?
I think that the odds are to the downside, but there's a lot of uncertainty with this one. It does look like 100 is acting as support, right? And I think just with being an optimist and factors that could point to things cooling down, I would like it to fall below 100. But of course, with things going on in Russia, you just never know.
Yeah, let's take a look at some pre-market trading in the futures market. So E-mini S&P futures here, looking at a 5-minute chart, really, really interesting. First going sideways, then during the European session, moving at first higher, then dramatically lower. Right now we are trading there, pointing to a slightly lower opening of a quarter of a percent. NASDAQ, very similar picture here. However, NASDAQ right now in pre-market trading, making new lows. S&P did not do that, so it has found some support here. And also looking at the Dow, so here the Dow, very similar to the S&P, has found a bottom here, so we'll see what happens. Now, on down days, it would actually be great to see a down day so that we can actually load up on a few more wheel positions, sell a few more puts.
Agreed. And I like the slightly lower start, but Marcus, you know, all things considered, this is actually pretty quiet overnight trading compared to what we've seen recently. And even from that high, it looks really exaggerated because we weren't going anywhere for a while. But at least on the E-mini S&P, it was, you know, just about a half of a percent. It looks like it's huge, right? But being down a quarter of a percent, I'd like to pick up some wheel trades. And it's nicer when we have those down day starts, but we'll see.
Yeah, wasn't it yesterday that we had first moved a little bit lower in the opening and then just were up and away? And this is what we talked about. There's really not too much on going on in the markets right now. Yes, we have the Fed members speaking this morning. Let's see if they are doing anything, if this is moving the markets. Otherwise, it will be another. You yesterday had the technical term diddling along today.
And so far, diddling lower, but still diddling.
Still diddling. Okay. So we got to jump over here into the virtual boardroom where we trade a whole week with our mastermind members. And if you would like to learn more about the strategies and how we trade them, take a look at these videos that pop up for you, especially the one, the wheel strategy in 15 minutes. Pretty good, so that you get an idea of what we are doing here. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.